Time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. It's time to look around and grab your Bible. There it is. And then pull up a chair and sit close to the radio and turn it up so you can give your attention to the things that are being said and be instructed in the great things of God's Word. What a joy and privilege it is. Is to live in such a time and in such a situation that we can study the Bible together over the radio and have our own Bibles before us. And how sad it is that so many people have Bibles they never read. Well, this is an opportunity to get acquainted with the teachings of your Bible by being a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you're listening right now, then right now that is what you are. And we are studying a great portion of the scriptures, Matthew chapter 16, and Peter's great confession that Jesus, when he asked, "Whom do men say that I am?" he says, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." That is Matthew chapter 16. Verses 15 and 16. And we're going to begin our studies there in just a moment. Now, before we do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying our Bibles with the help of Elam's notes, particularly the notes he wrote for the Sunday schools today of November 16th, 1924. And we've come to that confession, Matthew chapter 16, 15 and 16. And he, now that is Jesus, said unto them, that is his apostles, "Whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Of the living God." He asked them an expression from the apostles themselves. He asked them all, "Whom say ye that I am?" Peter, not pert, but impulsive, decisive, bold, and courageous, answered at once. There was no hesitancy or delay. He spoke his sincere and deep conviction, but he answered for all the rest, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He is not only Jesus of Nazareth, a carpenter, and the son of Mary, but the Son of God and Christ. We read about other men named Jesus. It was a common name in Jesus' day, but there was only one Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified," Acts 2 and verse 36. That's what Peter said in that first gospel sermon. Paul says that this Jesus who was crucified and raised from the dead, "whom," said he, "I proclaim unto you is the Christ," Acts 17 and verse 3, two propositions concerning Jesus of Nazareth are true and must be believed. One, that he is the Christ. And two, that he is the Son of the living God. The living God is no false and lifeless God, but the I am that I am of Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14. "Even from everlasting to everlasting thou art God," Psalm 90 and verse 2. the Word, which was with God in the beginning, and which was God, became flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Let me read those passages to you. It says in John chapter 1 and verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything that hath been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not that light, but he came that he might bear witness of the light. There was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." So that is the reading of John chapter 1, 1 through 14 from the American Standard Version. I also want to read to you a passage from the book of Colossians. This is Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. And here in reading and explaining Christ, Paul writes that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were all things created, in the heavens and in the earth, and all things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, or all things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. I want to go on reading, beginning Colossians 1:18. It says, "He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it was the good pleasure of the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, having made peace through the blood of cross. Through him, I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven." And so we read great words explaining who Jesus was in Colossians chapter 2. And verse 9 we read, "In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." This proposition shows the relationship of Jesus to God, and therefore his divinity. Messiah is the Hebrew word, and Christ is the Greek word for anointed. It shows the work or office of Jesus Christ. Prophets and priests and kings were anointed in the Old Testament. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. And he is the prophet, priest, and king. He was made both Lord and Christ, Acts 2 and verse 36, and was made high priest, Hebrews 7 verses 20 through 28. David was anointed king long before he was crowned and began to serve, and so was Jesus. What else people believed about Jesus? they must believe in him as the Christ, the Son of the living God, in order to be saved by him. We read in the book of Romans, and I'm turning now in my Bible to Romans chapter 3, and in verse 26, Romans 3:26, I say his righteousness at this present season, that he might himself be just, and the justifier of him that have faith in Jesus. I also want to turn over in the book of Romans and read, let me find that passage again. This is Romans 10, verses 6 through 7. And here we read, but the righteousness which is of faith saith, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down? Or who shall descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. They must receive Jesus in his teaching as a prophet. That is, they have to accept the fact that what Jesus taught were the words given him and come to him from God his Father. And then to accept Jesus as a sacrifice on the cross for their sins, by whose blood we are cleansed, and without which there is no remission of sins. We need to trust him as our advocate, our mediator, and as our priest, and must place ourselves under him as king, to be governed entirely by his laws. The apostles and disciples grew into the firm conviction of the confession that is made here. Those in the boat with him the night he walked on the water said, of a truth thou art the Son of God, Matthew 14:33. And after the discourse on the bread of life, Peter said, and we have believed and know that thou art the Holy One of God, John 6 and verse 69. We read in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, how Jesus, 17 and 18, how Jesus replied, it was after Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. That word, Simon Bar-Jonah, the word Bar-Jonah means a son of Jonah, or perhaps we could call it this way, son of John. Do you see the difference here? Jesus, the Son of the living God, and Peter, here called Simon, the son of Jonah. Appreciating and confessing this great truth brought Peter and all with him, all who believe it, into the rich blessings of God. For Jesus owns and confesses such persons before God and before the angels. In Matthew 10:32-33, he says, he that confesseth me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven, confessing him before the angels. Jesus said, flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. Because flesh and blood could not make such a revelation. People knew by flesh and blood that Jesus was the son of Mary and a descendant of Abraham, as Matthew and Luke both show. But they could not know by flesh and blood that he was the Son of God. God made this revelation known to man.